helped Hurricane Sandy's overlooked victims? Well, stay tuned and find out. We'll also tell you how a team of doctors visiting Haiti was really a God thing, and drought brings hope to Chile. We'll tell you what's behind that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The desolation of Hurricane Sandy leads the newscast with images of destruction everywhere. For the spotlighted communities, aid is coming. But what about the overlooked areas? World Renew's Bill Adams says,
if it's not on TV, if it's not in the news, then they're not going to get the attention. But World Renew focuses on those kind of communities where it's not necessarily in the news and where they're going to need the support to get people back in their homes.
This is where the church body shines. They know their people, their needs, and their community. World Renew, the humanitarian wing of the Christian Reformed Church, is connecting with this church network to streamline and organize the response. They've already got cleanup crews on the ground, with more on the way this week. But Adams notes that's not their sole purpose.
Building of houses and fixing of properties, and it's good and it's important, but it really is what God uses to open the door and to let people know that there's a God that loves them. And that's really the mission of our group.
Next, a medical team from West Michigan left for Haiti this weekend, but the trip has nothing to do with Sandy. It was planned long before she was even a blip on the radar. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says it may seem coincidental,
but in God's providence, he may well have arranged such things well ahead of time, because we don't know exactly what kind of medical or surgical needs may be required as a result of the hurricane.
Pray for God's safety over the medical team, as this is the first mission trip for some of them. Pray also for wisdom for the long-term teams in Haiti.
The missionary team is so overwhelmed, so to speak, with all the needs that are going on. There's all the physical needs, from housing and farm animals and gardens and possessions that are lost because of flooding, and as well as personal loss, in many cases loss of life.
There's lots of ways you can help. Find them online at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. A United Nations coordinator has called for political stability in Nepal. It's been almost a year since the Maoists left, and talks began about how to restructure the country. KP Ohanan with Gospel for Asia shares details.
The country is going through a huge amount of crisis. One of the major things we must pray for is they are actually formulating the new constitution.
It's been a relatively peaceful process, but part of the new constitution includes writing that looks like an anti-conversion law. It could be part of an effort to block the good news.
The extreme radical Hindu fundamentalists are actually having huge influence into the country of Nepal, trying to cause problems and put any roadblock and hindrance for the gospel and preaching the gospel.
Pray that this ministry can keep helping the poor in Nepal. Yohanan says the door is open for the gospel, and GFA hopes to start 24 Bridge of Hope centers in the near future.
Which means children who will never have a possibility to get education or any future will find hope in these centers that we have established.
You can learn more by going to missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, the familiar saying, support our troops, is putting faith comes by hearing into action. The Military Bible Study Outreach provides troops with small audio devices that are preloaded with the complete New Testament. Over 200,000 Bible sticks have already been given out to the American military. And the demand for Bible sticks is increasing. 20,000 additional units have been ordered by the military chaplains. Pray that the funding for more of these devices will come in. And Chile's been affected by 7 years of drought. A state of emergency has been called in many of the districts of Chile. The drought's affecting crops, cattle, mining, and even power supplies. Baptist Global Response is providing hay for the livestock and food baskets for families. But pray that the ministry can continue. And also, pray for rain. BGR has already set up a disaster relief fund that you can help. Visit missionnetworknews.org to find out how you can be part of it. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants you to have a free Russian Christmas ornament. It'll remind you to pray that orphans and street kids will come to Christ in the former Soviet Union through the Project Hope Christmas Initiative. You can get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ornament link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.